and welcome to another exciting episode of Retro Crush the Podcast. This is episode 7, though with as many times as I've retaped episodes in the last week, it might as well be episode 11 there. I think we had about 3 versions of episode 6, and I apologize for the audio quality of the final episode 6 that ended up out there. Just had a lot of mishaps with that. But hey, let's move on. We got the show here today, and that's all that matters. Hope everybody's doing well. It's a beautiful Sacramento evening, and we're ready to start. Back in 1962, JFK was the man. 45-year-old, handsome president. He had a gorgeous wife, the world at his fingertips there. And at his birthday party in Madison Square Garden, he gets "Happy Birthday to You" sung to him by arguably the most gorgeous woman of her era, Miss Marilyn Monroe. It was quite an awkward moment. It was on national live television, and I guess the producers of the show were a little bit worried that it might come across as too sexy, but they went ahead with it, and Marilyn came out looking just a little bit bombed. She comes out wearing this big fur coat, and she drops this fur coat, and she's wearing this dress that's just practically painted on. I think they did have to sew it onto her. And it's just almost see-through, and there's just these little glittery dots all over it. And from just even probably 10 feet away, it just looks like she's wearing glittery dots and not much else. And she gives probably the most sexy performance of the Happy Birthday song that you'd ever hope to hear. So here is an audio clip of that and President John F. Kennedy's reaction after this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you. Darling, Mr. President, for all the things you've done, the battles that you've won, the way you deal with U.S. Steel and our problems by the ton, we thank you so much. Everybody, happy birthday!
President of the United States. Thank you. I can now retire from politics after having had a happy birthday sung to me in such a sweet, open manner.
Man, JFK was the man. Yeah, I don't think there's been a president that has had a celebrity sing or fawn over them in public like that ever. You think Bill Clinton probably would have been the one that came close to there. But I couldn't find any such audio clips of his, but I found this amazing thing. So I guess he was Bill Clinton, while he was president, was doing some sort of a press appearance at a National Geographic exposition. It was something at a museum. Anyway, it was for this Aztec mummy that they were displaying named Juanita that they had found, and I guess it was in pretty good shape. And I found this sound clip about 5 years ago when I was working on the 100 Coolest Monsters of All Time, and I was trying to find a sound clip to go with each monster as you opened up the page, which it looks like it doesn't work if you have Firefox, by the way. Just was testing that again. But anyway, the president starts going on about how great looking this mummy is. And on this WAV file that I found, it's just called mummy.wav, and I thought it might be a clip from the old Boris Karloff movie, and was just amazed and thrilled to see how funny this clip really is. I'll let it speak for itself here. Just give it a listen here. It's pretty funny.
If I were a single man, I might ask that mummy out. That's a good-looking mummy. That mummy looks better than I do on my worst days. I'm telling you, you need to go see it. If there was ever an argument against ageism, it's that mummy. I mean, really, you need to go see it.
Wow. So the president's basically talking about how hot this dead lady looks. So, you know, Bill Clinton there, a little something for the necrophiliac presidential fans out there. And speaking of the undead, here's a couple of movie clips from some of my favorite undead movies. Now, this first one from Chud may or may not... I think Chud, they were arguably undead. They were some kind of zombie things that lived in the sewers of New York. But here's a clip from Chud.
Two gas company guys just found it. A cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller. A Chud.
I like how he has to give you the acronym at the end of that. You know, a Chud. And of course, here's probably the most famous bit of audio from a zombie movie. Probably next to the Brain's exclamations within Return of the Living Dead. But here is a great clip from Dawn of the Dead.
Every dead body that is not exterminated becomes one of them. It gets up and kills. The people it kills get up and kill.
And the people they kill get up and kill. And the people they kill get up and kill. It's like the circle of zombie life. So my father lives with us. He's been living with us for about the past year. And he has probably... he's been diagnosed with having dementia, but he, from just living with him and just knowing of my life, it's pretty obvious he's got the onset of Alzheimer's disease, and we've been dealing with that there. And it's kind of a challenge, and I think one of the things that makes it challenging is it's very frustrating when you get asked the same questions over and over again. And you know, when somebody's just forgetful... because of the Alzheimer's disease, I'm pretty patient with that, but today I almost lost it. You know, maybe it's tacky to tell stories like this about your family, but you know, I think it's actually a pretty funny story worth sharing. My father and I, we go to yard sales every Saturday. We drive around Sacramento and we find a lot of really cool yard sales, a lot of neat, cool things I'll stumble on. In fact, today I found a giant bucket of Legos for $5. That was pretty cool. But anyway, we stumble on this Furby. So my dad's just really excited about having this Furby, because I guess he had got one for my kids about 6 years ago, and was really kind of neat for him to find one of these. And I said, well, I really don't want to have that in the house. I hate listening to those things just jabber on. So don't worry, I'll just keep it in my room. So he asks my wife, hey, what size batteries does this use? And she says, well, it's AA batteries. So she asks... He asked her again about maybe 10 minutes, and she says the same thing, AA batteries. So as I'm sitting down, starting to record this podcast a little earlier today, he comes in my office and says, hey, are you busy right now? And I say, well, yeah, I'm just about ready to start recording something. He says, oh, and he just sits there and starts looking at me. So I kind of says, well, you know, I'm kind of busy doing this here. So he says, okay, well, what size batteries does this Furby take? And I says, well, it takes AA's, Dad. And he says, oh, you don't think it takes a different size? I says, no, it's pretty clearly AA batteries. And he's like, okay, well, I'm going to go get it, you know. So I said, okay, well, I'm going to start recording here, and I'm going to shut the door. So I shut the door, and I start recording again. I get about 2 minutes into it, and I just hear this loud... knocking on, like, oh God, what is it, you know? And so I stop and I go to the door, and he's got the Furby in his hand, and he says, hey, what size batteries does this Furby take? But you know how close I came to just smashing that Furby to bits and just saying it doesn't take any size battery now, okay? So that was almost the end of it. He ended up going to the store, buying batteries, and then he actually brought the Furby back to the store to make sure that those were the right batteries for it. So if you work at Albertson's market down the street, and my dad came in there and asked you to help him put batteries in his Furby, he did mean that literally. That was not a double entendre there. By the way, if there's any bad girls out there listening to the show, I've got a special message for you here.
Do you know that bad girls go to hell?
Yeah, I just want to make sure you knew that. Well, now it's time for our mystery movie quote of the day. I think for the prize today, you are going to win, a lucky winner is going to get a copy of the HBO series Dream On, Seasons 1 and 2. This was an original romantic kind of comedy wacky thing that was done a few years back on HBO, and you get the entire Season 1 and 2. So, if you can be the first person to name which movie this quote is from, you will win Dream On, Seasons 1 and 2.
Now, what is this, Steve? A little while ago, it was driving backwards. Now it's monsters.
Look, he's not making it up. Dave, honest.
Dave, I'm not kidding, I swear. Come on over to the docks, you can see it for yourself.
You're crazy if you go. Can't you see it's a gag?
So, if you can identify that movie, you will win Dream On Season 1 and 2. Thanks to all of you for listening, and thanks for all the new subscribers that we've gotten. If you're a new subscriber to Retro Crush the Podcast, please email me. I'd love to hear from you how you found out about this, especially if you've not heard of our website before and you stumbled on the podcast elsewhere. Please tell some other folks to subscribe, and if you have any tips for me, please share them with me. Just go to retrocrush.com. My email address is right on the top there. We have a great set of forums. We've been around for about 4.5 years now, so it's a really fun pop culture retro website to check out. And we'll have another show for you tomorrow, and I'm going to leave you with a sweet rendition of the Moon Chi Chi toy commercial is sung by myself here. I hope you love it. And peace out!
Oh, Moon Chi Chi, Moon Chi Chi, oh, so soft and cuddly, with your thumb in your mouth, you're really sweet. Love to wiggle those little feet. La, la, la. La, la, la. Happy, happy Moon Chi Chi. We love you, Moon Chi Chi.
What the fuck was I talking about? I said True Blue was about a guy... sensitive girl who meets a nice guy, but like a virgin with a metaphor for big dicks.
Okay, let me tell you what like a virgin's about. It's all about this Coos, who's a regular fuck machine. Now I'm talking morning, day, night, afternoon. Dick, 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 dick.
How many dicks is that?
A lot. Then one day, she meets this John Holmes motherfucker, and it's like, whoa, baby. I mean, this cat is like Charles Bronson in The Great Escape. He's digging tunnels. All right, now she's getting a serious dick action. She's feeling something she ain't felt since forever. Pain. Pain.
Chew, Toby, chew.
It hurts. It hurts her. It shouldn't hurt. You know, her pussy should be bubbling up by now. But when this cat fucks her, it hurts. It hurts just like it did the first time. You see, the pain is reminding a fuck machine what it was once like to be a virgin. Hence, like a virgin.
Retrograde.